Hello, everybody. This morning we're going to start with a question. Have you ever been forced to sit and wait for something? Now, at this point, all of us should be saying, yes, of course, I've been there, I've done that, and I've got the T-shirt. In fact, if you listen carefully, I think you can hear Susanna agreeing. She knows about waiting. Every time she asks me to do something like put up a shelf or repair the vacuum, it seems she has to wait. She's very patient, bless her. I'm just not very good at that sort of stuff. Well, I don't know about you, but I hate having to wait for anything. If I decide I want something, I want it now. If I buy the latest gadget, I want it delivered today, not tomorrow, not next week. I want it right now. I'm also an activist and I love doing. I don't want to just sit around waiting for things to happen. I want to get out and make things happen. But sometimes we just have to wait. In a sense, this is where we are right now. We have no idea how long the lockdown is going to continue. We're still waiting to see how long the coronavirus is going to last and for how long it will continue to affect us. We don't know how long we're going to have to wait. But wait we must. And I guess, pretty much like you, I hate waiting. But the reality is that, unfortunately, waiting is a part of life. And there's something else. Waiting is also true of our spiritual lives as well. Sometimes God would have us wait. We must wait for his perfect timing. Do you find that God doesn't always answer your prayers straight away? Sometimes he answers with an immediate yes or an immediate no, but I find that there is a third way too. Sometimes I find that God answers with another single word answer: wait. Now, during this period of lockdown, it's true that we don't want to run ahead of God, but, and this is a great big but, we also don't want to remain idle and grow stagnant either. The time is now for us to shake ourselves down and pick ourselves up and get on with what God wants us to do. There is no need to fear. Jesus has done it all. There is no need to be anxious about tomorrow. He's got it all in hand. All we need to do is to talk to him. We need to pray. We should be praying about what we should be doing, if you see what I mean. About how we should be living during the lockdown. And when we speak to God about this, when we pray, we need to pause and listen for an answer. And until we receive an answer, we can continue to ask. Certainly, just because we haven't heard God's reply doesn't mean we should do nothing at all. And there is the nuts and bolts about what I want to talk about today. I want to look at this question. What do we do while we're waiting on God? What do we do and how do we live under lockdown? To do this, we're going to look at our scripture passage this morning together. So if you can, grab your Bible and we'll read together. The reading is actually the whole of the first chapter of Acts. Now, I'm going to read from the NIV UK, but we're going to break it down into smaller chunks as well. We're going to start by reading the first 13 verses of Acts chapter 1. Here we go, starting at verse 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered round him and asked, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, it's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. So here we read that the book of Acts starts by telling us what happened after Easter Sunday, after the resurrection. It tells us that Jesus appeared to people for 40 days after his resurrection. It tells us that on one of these occasions, Jesus spoke to them, telling them to wait in Jerusalem until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. They asked if he was getting ready to rule as the King of Kings in Israel. Jesus told them it wasn't their place to know times and dates, but their job instead was to be witnesses to the world. And you know, that's the same for us. Jesus says to us, we're not going to know when he's returning. But until he comes, we have a job to do. We are to be signposts to the kingdom, those that point the way to Jesus, witnesses to what he can do. So what can we do for the kingdom, even during lockdown? We can live the life of a witness to who Jesus is. We can tell the good news of Jesus. We can testify to his transforming power in our lives. The disciples watched Jesus being taken back up into heaven. When he had gone, they just stood there, staring up into the sky. I guess they didn't know what to do next. Then all of a sudden, two men appeared beside them and asked why they were still watching the sky. These two men were angels, and they reminded the disciples, and they remind us too, that Jesus is coming back. So the disciples then set off back to Jerusalem. Verse 12 tells us that they walked a Sabbath day's walk, which seemed a bit of an odd statement, so I checked it out. What is a Sabbath day's walk? What I found was that a Sabbath day's walk is a bit like a Boris walk. You know, your daily exercise that you're allowed to do even under lockdown. A Sabbath day's walk was a walk that would not break the Sabbath rules, which was a walk that took you no further than 1,000 yards from your house. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. The disciples themselves had to abide by these sort of lockdown rules. But it doesn't really bring anything to this discussion today. But I just thought it was interesting. So I pass it on to you as an aside. Now, back in Jerusalem, all of the other disciples were doing what? They were waiting. They were all together in an upper room. And there were others too, Mary, Jesus' mother, and the women, and all of the other followers. All told, when they all got together, there were around 120 of them. But the really important thing to notice is nothing to do with numbers. The most important thing for us to notice is that they didn't just wait around doing nothing. They did something. Now, here I want to introduce the things that we can be doing as we wait on God during the pandemic. In total, there are three things that I want us to see that we should be doing. Three things we can and should do as we wait on God. Three things that will help us through the pandemic and will help us to go deeper with God, to strengthen our relationship with him, to help us grow to maturity. So now let's read verse 14 together, to find the first of these things. So verse 14 of Acts chapter 1 says, they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So what was it they did? They prayed. So what can I do during the lockdown? What can I do while waiting for an answer from God? What can I do at any time when, hey, perhaps I don't know what else I should be doing? What is the first thing that I should do anyway? What is the first thing that I should do always? Pray. Go and find a quiet place and pray. Now, some of you may be finding it easier to find quiet places at the moment. Others may be finding it really difficult to find a quiet place at all. The difference? Well, it's simple. It's called children. But do find some space. Do find that quiet place and spend time with the Father, seeking his face. You know, for those who'd gathered in the upper room, it would have been easy for them to turn around and say, why should we pray? Why do we need to do anything at the moment? Jesus has already told us what's going to happen next. We're to wait for the promised Holy Spirit. But they didn't just sit around and do nothing. What did they do first? They prayed. They knew the promise was coming, yet they still prayed. You know, very often we can forget the importance of prayer, especially when we're waiting on God. We will often pray about a subject once and then never bring it before God again. But I want you to know God honours persistent prayer. This is what Jesus told the disciples in Luke chapter 18 about the widow and her prayers. He said, always pray and don't give up. So the first thing we should be doing while we are remaining under lockdown is to pray more. We should start by praying prayers of thanks. Thanks to God for keeping us safe and well. Then we should be praying for wisdom for our government. Praying for all those frontline workers in the NHS and the care industry. Pray for your families and for your friends. Pray that the virus will be defeated. Pray that many will turn to God. Pray that this might be a time of revival. Oh, there's lots to pray about. Pray, pray, pray. And when you finish praying, pray some more. Now let's read the next part of our passage together. Acts chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, brothers and sisters, the scriptures had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as a guide to those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. So, whilst still under lockdown, whilst waiting on God, what can I do? I can study the Word. Can you imagine how the apostles must have felt about Judas Iscariot? One of their own who turned on Jesus and betrayed him. I'm sure they were still trying to figure out how and why this happened. Perhaps there'd been some discussion about this. Perhaps they'd been trying to figure out what to do next. But Peter began reading from the book of Psalms. Peter began studying the Word. And what happened as he read? He found that in the Word it explained that what they should do after the betrayal of Jesus by Judas. This had been foretold many years before. And when it happened, the scripture told them how to act. Isn't that amazing? The same is true for us. Look at the Word of God. Read it. Meditate on it. You will find that God speaks to you through it. How many of your questions and concerns about the coronavirus are answered in Scripture? All of them. Sometimes it seems that we have many more questions than answers in life. But read God's Word, and you will find that God speaks to you through it. The answers to our questions are in the Bible. During these challenging days, we must continue to study Scripture, to get closer to God through the Word. So then, what Scripture should we study? What should we be reading? Well, I would certainly love for us all to read 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 to 14 again and again, and to take those words on board, to take those words to heart and to put those words into practice in our lives. And if you want other scriptures, look back or listen back to the messages of the last few weeks and look up the scriptures in them. If you can't find your email or your paper copy, all of the messages since lockdown are now on the website. Or if you need another paper copy, just let me know. I'll bring one to you. No problem. All I want is for us all to get into the Word of God, to get closer to God. So as a Christian, what should I be doing during the lockdown? First of all, I should be praying. And secondly, I should get into the Word of God. Now let's read the last part of our reading. Acts chapter 1, verses 21 to 26. Therefore, it is necessary for us to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they nominated two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. So what can I do whilst I'm under lockdown? What can I do whilst I'm waiting on God? I can work. The apostles were one person short because of Judas's betrayal and suicide. Scriptures in Psalms spoke to Peter as he read them and told him and the other disciples that they should choose someone to replace Judas. That person had to have been a witness to Jesus' earthly ministry. So the apostles cast lots, which was a common practice used to determine what things to do. In this case, whether it should be Joseph or Matthias who should be chosen. You see, Peter found in Scripture that actually what they should not be doing was just to sit around and wait. He found that Scripture told them that they should choose someone else to be added to the core leadership group right now. That even though Jesus had said to wait for the Holy Spirit, there was stuff that they should get on with whilst they were waiting. And you know what? There are things that we should be doing now as well. There are things that we should stop putting off and get on with. Matthias was chosen so that the work of the early church could carry on. We should do the same. There is much work to be done. Wait on God, but don't just sit idly by. The disciples in Jerusalem were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come, but they weren't sitting about doing nothing. They were praying, they were studying the Word, and they were working for the kingdom. And here is something really important for us to hear. Not only did the apostles pray and study while they were waiting, but they did continue to do what needed to be done. The same is true for us. Although everything that is normal has changed very quickly, we mustn't just sit around waiting. Okay, so what then can we do? You know, there are some really easy, simple things that we can do. We can be there for those less fortunate. We can be there for the lonely. We can be there for our neighbours, our friends and our family. We can be signposts for the kingdom of God. We can display Jesus to the community around us. We're called to pray, we're called to study, and we are called to act. It's time for SBC to be the church in this area. We may not be gathered under one roof, but we are gathered under one Lord, and he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Shout that from your keyboards. Shout that in your letters. Shout that in your conversations with others. You have testimony to share with many, even from this week. Testimony of where God has been at work. Testimony of how God has called you to be active for such a time as this. Testimony to the power of the name of Jesus. Jesus who was overcome for us. People need to hear these messages, particularly right now. For right now, they might be listening. I just want us to speak the name of Jesus, the name that overcomes all fear and anxiety, to speak his name to all of our friends and our family and to the community at large. And what stories am I talking about of testimony? What stories do we have to share? Remarkable stories of healing. Like Ernie and Sheila's daughter, Sue's sister, who pulled through the coronavirus despite serious underlying health issues. Like Mary Joy and Zoe and Dawn, whose tests have all come back negative for coronavirus, despite working on the front line with those with COVID-19. Like Sue and Barb, still working to care for others in residential homes and staying safe. Like Alex caring for people in their own homes, including those with coronavirus, and still being well. Like Jo, Steve and Margaret's daughter, working right on the front line in coronavirus wards with a shield of protection called Jesus. Our God is an awesome God, and he reigns. He reigns forever. Praise his name. Church, let us fulfill the commission given to us by Jesus, and let us spread the good news of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who lived and died and was raised again by the Father to pay the price for our sin, that we might be restored into relationship with the Father and live with him forever. Let us speak the name of Jesus for all the world to hear. The name of Jesus, the name of love, the name of power. Let us roar his name like lions. Lions roaring for the Lion of Judah. Be blessed, sons and daughters of God, as you proclaim his name for all the world to hear. Amen.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Every strong